Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to our show. Let's create a better world. We're also about holistic health and all the new breakthroughs, studies, research, great doctors of new progressive issues that you need to know to be healthy, to live a long, quality, healthy life. We're going to talk about a lot of things today with Dr. Ren. She's been with us off and on. Hi, Dr. Ren. Welcome to the show. But let me just make a few more announcements.
All right, okay. Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hey, by the way, Dr. Ren and everybody listening, happy Mother's Day. It's wonderful. Belated happy Mother's Day. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. The song you heard, Get Down Tonight, well, on this show, we get down every Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. All right. And Dr. Ren is wonderful. We love her. She just had a baby. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk with her about midwifery, about Mother's Day, about women and women's health. Then we're going to talk about three issues that are really strong on this show that I talked about before. We're going to review them all. One is the complete diet of vegetables, fruits, plant-based diet, soups, juices, and what to stay away from. We're going to get into all that. The second item we're going to talk about is get your body moving. Exercise. We'll break down a few exercises and things that you can do. Also, we'll talk about nature. The third thing is the mind, the power of the mind, and how happiness, love, peace, and a good life mental attitude is much better than being angry and upset and negative for your health, for the sake of your health. We'll talk about all those. Let me just make a couple announcements, and we'll start off with Dr. Ren. First of all, our phone archives was out for a while, but it's up and running right now. And here's the phone number to call. You get some of our very recent shows. You call this number and you can hear they're on 24 hours a day, and you have five buttons to press, five of the most recent shows. The number to call, 701-719-0994. The show we're doing today will be on in a few days. And, okay, next, my number. And this is to let me know what you think of the show, what you'd like to see, whatever you want to talk about. You have a issue on health that I can help you with, call me. I'm a nutritionist, and I work with Gary Noll's System of Health, which is the best in the world. My number, 323-770-1925. We've got two exceptional shows coming up. One of our co-hosts is going to text me the information on one of the shows that she's helping put together. And 2 weeks from now, though, we will have Joel Gold, G-O-L-D. He's one of the premier Moringa people out there that moved to he's dedicated his whole life to giving the best Moringa. Moringa is really, really good. It's somewhat new to a lot of people, but it's been out there, and the results are astounding. So listen to that. That'll be 2 weeks from now. That'll be May the 29th on a Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. All right. Dr. Ren is a holistic health practitioner. I'll let her say a few things about herself, but she is wonderful. She is just had a baby. She does holistic work. She's out of New Jersey and in New York quite a bit. She's America's holistic health sweetheart. And we love her. She's what I call a super sub for this show. Whenever somebody pulls out, which happened a few days ago, I call Dr. Ren and she's ready to jump. She never fails me. She's wonderful. Dr. Ren, thank you for being on the show. Welcome.
Always a pleasure, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and happy Mother's Day to you, and congratulations. You just had a baby. Let's start out by talking about what happened with your baby and how old and how it went with the midwifery. And more advice for women on health and having a baby and just women health in general. Go right ahead.
Definitely, Bobby. Thanks for the opportunity. So my son will be 6 weeks tomorrow, and he is my first. So I did just celebrate my very first Mother's Day, and I finally get it now and completely honor all the mothers out there even more. You know, just I have such a greater respect now. I've done a lot of work as a doula and have attended many births, but I always wanted to go through the process myself just so that I could relate on a whole nother level. So it's just incredible being a mom, and I'm so blessed because my son is so cool. He's so chill. And I think that a lot of the intention going into even conceiving him had a lot to do with that. We spoke a little bit on the last show I was on with you, Bobby, how, you know, we were getting ready with our birth team. We had 3 nurse midwives and a doula and a placenta encapsulation specialist, and we were able to all co-facilitate a successful home birth in the water at my fiance's home in Massachusetts. And right. It was just completely epic. Actually, the funny thing was I didn't even realize I was in labor. I thought I was only having gas pains because my fiance had made chili the night before. And I wake up fairly early with him. It was about 6 in the morning. And typically, he gets up for the day. I'll go back to sleep for another hour, but I just could not fall back asleep. And again, really thought that I had gas pains, but they didn't subside. I got on my birthing ball and ended up calling, my midwife, and they told us to start timing. And sure enough, the pains that I was having was coming regularly for 40 seconds every 4 minutes. So the next thing you know, they came over, and I really was only in labor in total for 12 hours, but only 6 hours of active labor. And Rowan is my son's name. We named him after the ash tree, the magical ash tree that like wards off evil spirits. He came out actually with his hand to his chin, and my midwives were very surprised that I didn't tear. Actually, when he came out, I only pushed a total of about 6 times, and it wasn't like his head came out and then the rest of his body, because as a doula, what we look for is once the head is birthed, we wait for the baby to turn the head towards one of the mother's thighs, and that's when we tell her to push again to come out, because that's the body maneuvering out of the birth canal. But Rowan, he didn't come out just the head and then the body. He just shot out like a torpedo because his hand was at his chin. His arm extended, and it was like a little superhero torpedo through the water, and the one nurse midwife caught him, but they were very, again, surprised that I didn't tear. And all I can attribute that to is not only the water birth, which did alleviate immediately, like my lower back pain and everything, but also because my fiance, Chris Fern, who's also been on your show, he's from Simple Business Solutions and Reset Live. Nice. He helped with doing perennial massage with oils, therapeutic oils, for a few weeks up to the birth, and I was taking primrose oil and all different supplements and things to be able to prevent, that from happening. So it was just an amazing experience, and he came out to Deva Pramal. We had kirtan music on, and we had about 3 different camera angles going because, as you know, I host the first holistic lifestyle television show on public access in America. So we are... Nice. Putting together a little bit of a documentary for that and for Deborah Pasquale Bonaro's work. She's going to feature us. She's the one who produced Orgasmic Birth.
Oh, that's great. Can you tell our listeners about midwifery and why that to you is a better way to have a baby as opposed to the regular medical system?
Well, I mean, absolutely. As I've stated on the show before, I think in the last episode, I've been blessed to work not only with Deborah in the past, but with Ina May Gaskin, who, Google any one of her TED Talks. They're all absolutely incredible. But she's known as the mother of modern day midwifery in the United States and started one of the first, was called the farm, but one of the first, birthing centers for more natural birth. And, I feel... and going back to what I said, how my son's like really chill. When they come into the world in the water, it's just so much more of a therapeutic environment and transition for them. I was reading many articles on how in the way we've westernized births, in the first 24 hours of life, babies are getting poked and prodded, and there's bright lights, and there's all these things that are really traumatizing. But I just feel like you know, and again, to have birth, if anybody has ever watched an animal give birth, whether it was a cat or even an animal in the wild, the female needs their sanctuary and their peace to allow their body to open and truly be a portal for this soul, this being to come through. And, you know, at home in your own environment or a birthing center where you choose to give birth, surrounded by, you know, loved ones and people that you've developed a beautiful working relationship with, you know, to facilitate that trust and everything, it really overall is a better experience for the baby, the mother, and just everyone involved.
Wow, that is super. You know, about women's health, and again, happy Mother's Day to all the women out there, and this show is about women's health and about your everything you've been saying so far, and then we're going to break down a lot of health issues like diet, exercise, and the power of the mind, how we can stay sharp. And for our listeners, this is Dr. Wren, America's Holistic Sweetheart, out of New Jersey, all-around great holistic doctor who just had a baby. And this is just wonderful. Congratulations on that, and I'm so happy for you, Dr. Wren. Let's talk about women's health, just issues that they might how to prevent breast cancer, how to prevent, how to take care of their breast.
Let me relate it to the whole birth experience, actually, Bobby. I'll jump right into that because obviously going into preconception and conception, you don't do that lightly, you know. I followed a lot of Dr. Roy Dittman's Brighten Baby Method work. He has a great book and, you know, a lot of YouTubes out there. But conception starts a minimum of a year, at least two or more years before, you know, you decide to have a baby, at least going into it consciously. So you start creating a beautiful environment within your body to be able to sustain life and sustain the pregnancy. And in my practice, you know that I do the hair mineral analysis, I can't even talk, I'm tongue-tied, and food allergy sensitivity testing, and now I even do breast milk DHA on toxicity screening, because we look at certain elements and minerals in the body. For instance, I don't know how much you know about specific mineral supplements and elements that pertain to women's health in the birthing arena, but iron actually is the key for to be able to sustain, to grow and sustain the placenta, which is the life support of the baby for the whole 9 months of gestation. So, you know, what I did for myself, the same approach I take for my clients is I did my hair mineral analysis quarterly, more than a year up to when we decided to try to conceive. And I made certain that, you know, I was balanced and certain minerals that would help support the birth were up to par. And a lot of times, you know, I hear the new thing that women are saying because they're hearing this from their traditional medical healthcare providers is about egg quality. And they say that their egg quality isn't up to par to be able to conceive. But what I don't see these certain women understanding is that, you know, the whole environment leads to egg quality, stress, you know, alkaline and acidity, the way you eat, you know, the thoughts you think. It's really holistic. It has to do with the mind, body, and spirit to prepare the body to be able to even sustain a pregnancy. And I've got a lot more points I'd like to jump into, too, if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead. You have somewhere, go right ahead now, or you can just wait for a couple. I do want to talk about what you just said about how, because we're going to get deep into the whole health regimen of the and by the way, for our listeners, this is Dr. Wren. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. We're talking about her recent pregnancy, women's health. Then we're going to hit three big subjects. One is diet, vegetables, fruits, and everything to do with diet, the Mediterranean diet, plant-based diet. Then we're going to talk about exercise, running, swimming, yoga, acupuncture. And then we're going to talk about the mind and how it's so important to keep your mind on a positive note as opposed to a negative note. So go right ahead, and if you want to start, I do want to say something about diet, but if you have something to say first before you do that, I want to give you my take on diet.
Definitely.
Our show,
this case, it comes down to nutrition a lot, because I feel that, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, women are told are preventing them from achieving a successful pregnancy are things that just really break down to, like, inflammation or, you know, scar tissue and things of that nature that I feel, you know, nutrition, and this is what I look at in my food sensitivity testings and mineral testings, is, you know, to pinpoint which ones and how do we work with those. And then, also, you know, teaching women how to get on track and to really tune in and know their body as far as their ovulation cycles and, you know, their peak fertility. It could be as simple as going to the dollar store and buying ovulation test kits and just start, you know, tracking and monitoring your cycle each month. So I teach women all about how to do that. But how about you, Bobby? What, do you suggest any specific nutrition?
Yes, I want to give you a 2 or 3 minute take on what we do on this show, what I do with people that I help, and also what Progressive Radio Network, the station, and of course, Gary Null. This is our philosophy. It's put together by some of the best scientists, best research, the best studies around the world. And we look into ancient health, which is very, very important. Regular American system does not look into ancient. They don't look into anything holistic. They think, they used to go around saying we're quacks. In fact, a few of them still say that. They're the real quacks. Anyway, the diet that we espouse on this show is a real vegan diet, a vegetarian diet at least, and plant-based diet, Mediterranean diet. We talk about lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, lots of juices, green juices, red juices. And by the way, Gary Null in fact, myself, I'm a distributor. Gary's got some great, great products that we're going to talk about in the next few weeks with one of our nutritionists that works in Gary's office. Gary has put his whole life in fact, Gary's going to be doing a webinar coming up Sunday, May 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to get on this, you better call today because they're just about filled. It's a small charge, but you get to hear the webinar all about aging, about health, about just holistic health complete, but a lot on living longer and the good and the bad and just everything. He's going to really deep into it. Not only he'll show a film, and then we'll get into it deep. But on this, I do want to say that juicing is so, so important, and grains are important. And here's what I say we stay away from. And I want your take on all this once I finish up another minute here.
Yeah.
What to stay away from would be white processed products. Foods, and it's in so many things. We stay away from sugar, which many people consider the number one killer in this country for heart attacks, for everything. Stay away from salt, too much salt. Stay away from fried foods, meat. There's disagreements on that. I know that. And if you're going to eat meat, start to eat less and less. On this show, we're very much into animal rights. We're into women's rights. We're into a lot of rights of all the oppressed. So many people are oppressed, especially now with this new president. And by the way, I'm going to give a take on that towards the end of the show, on all the new issues that are going on with Trump and what some of the activists and protest movements are doing. But getting back to this, that's my take on the diet. Your thoughts on that? Take your time, because then after this, we're going to go into exercise in the mind. But we have plenty of time, so go right ahead on
I know I speak very general about certain nutritional things and supplement things on the show because I work with people one-on-one and try to develop a holistic lifestyle approach, you know, that's tailored for the individual. But I personally am a fan of the Mediterranean diet, both my fiance and I, because we're both of Mediterranean lineage. I'm Italian and he's Greek. And actually, speaking about that, my grandmother, who, you know, really adhered to a true Mediterranean diet, a lot of olive oils, red wine, you know, salt, fish, that kind of thing. She was 40 years old when she conceived my father, who was her first child, you know, without any hesitation or fear of, you know, her age, you know, maybe contradicting having a successful conception and birth. And actually for, you know, the majority of my life, I always thought, well, I'm not going to worry about any kind of biological clock thing ticking, because I just carried this belief that when I was ready, you know, I would, even if I was 40, I would be able to successfully conceive. And that's part of the mind component, I think. But also a fun fact, I did a really beautiful post about this, is there's a lot of studies out there that talk about how women who give birth over the age of 33, especially to their first child, have more of a potential for longevity, to actually live longer. And
wow,
I really liked those studies. And another thing about Mediterranean diet and family is both Chris and I are O negative blood types. So we didn't have to worry about any kind of Rh stuff with, you know, our son, and he's the same blood type as us. So I find as a family, it's easier to shop and eat and harvest our foods and meals, because the same type of foods work well for all of us because we're the same blood type. And I am a fan of the eat right for your blood type literature that's out there.
Right. That's great. Why don't you get into that a little bit about blood types? A lot of our people ask that, and I give them some answers, but I'm sure you have some pretty good answers too. Talk about blood types and just some
So the general concept for that is that depending on your blood type, you're able to process and assimilate certain foods and certain food groups, categories, substances better than others. So for instance, as a O blood type, you don't necessarily process nightshade vegetables too well, or fruits like watermelon, but they say on lean proteins you operate optimally, where I believe it's, and I could be mistaken, I think it's A blood types are able to process, you know, higher carb meals better than an O blood type, you know, and have more sustainable energy that way. So, you know, just something to consider when, especially in the dating world, when you're really tapped into stuff like this and you're dating somebody who's a different blood type and different foods, and just trying to be mindful of, well, where can we eat that, you know, works best for both of us? Or, you know, we have to buy twice the amount of food at the farmer's market or wherever, so that we can make meals that, you know, work best for both of us. So at least with Chris and I, when we do our meals together, we eat not the same portions, but the same types of food. So it's a lot less of a headache than some of the people I've dated that were really health conscious. And then raising our son, I'm certain, you know, certain aspects of that will make things easier and easier to teach him, and not have to go into, well, how come mommy and daddy are eating that and I'm not eating that, or why you're eating different foods. So it's just, I don't know, just easier.
That's great. Beautiful, beautiful. Dr. Wren, I really enjoy talking to you because you're, and what's good about you, Dr. Wren, is because you're young. You're 34 years old, right? I think you'll be 35 in July. Do I have it? Okay, good.
You're a Capricorn.
Very good. Of course, I have a great memory because I eat well.
I'm a Cancer and Chris a Capricorn. We're like the ideal, you know, compatibility of the zodiac, actually.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, you know, you, because of your age, I think I told you before, and this is something that our PRN staff has come up with, that the average listener to our show, and we're talking about a lot of archives, because most people, 95% of the people listening to our show get it on the archives. There's three different archives. One is the telephone archives, and there's a lot of my people that are older, don't have a computer or don't want it. They just want to call and hear the show on the phone. No problem. Then we have it online, of course. Now there's a new pod that I don't have it down yet. Stefan's going to explain it when he comes on next week. And because it's very important for people to know how we get these shows, how we do webinars, how we do all these things. But for our listeners, this is Dr. Wren. She is America's holistic sweetheart. She is just had a baby, and we're celebrating Mother's Day with her, talking about women's health. But the rest of the show, we're going to talk about, she and I are going to talk about, one is exercise and all the ins and outs of how you can keep the body moving. Then we're going to talk about the mind and how positive thinking is so, so important as opposed to negative thinking and all that. We're going to get into that. If we have time towards the end, Dr. Wren, I want to go in with you a little more on either subject of women's health or the Mediterranean diet. You can break that down since you are a Mediterranean. You're Italian. Your husband is a Greek. That's great. That's pure, pure Mediterranean. And the fact that you have a grandmother and your family history is Mediterranean, this is super. And one of these days we'll do more on a show again. And Dr. Min comes on about every 6 months because she's always there for me when somebody can't come, she's there. Dr. Min is not just a guest, she is a co-host. And she's done shows on her own. The time I was in a hospital for a little prostate problem, you took over the show and did a great, great job, Dr. Min. So we love you. We love you. And so anyway, let's move on to the next one. The issue would be exercise. Let me get my take and then I'll get yours, please. I'll be briefer than you, of course. Exercise to me, and on this show, we talk about walking. A lot of it's power walking. Gary Noll is a power walking champion. He's been in races walking and never lost a race. I power walk here in LA, and I showed our Gary Noll Health Support Group people how to power walk. It's important because you work every muscle in your body, or just about everyone, because a lot of the movements in your hips and your shoulders, you move those arms and shoulders, and it's heel toe. It looks a little like you look a little funny when you're walking if you do it right. And I do it at night because when I do it during the daytime, I look a little bit gay. which is not bad. I mean, it's okay to be gay. We're going to talk about that on a future show in about 3 weeks, just so you know. But getting back to power walking is so, so important. It's good for the heart. I feel better. I sleep better. It's a great all-around exercise, and you could do a whole lot in 10 or 15 minutes. I do it between 20 and 30 minutes per night. The reason I do mine at night, and I don't recommend doing it at night, I recommend you do it in the daytime or in the morning or afternoon. But I do it late because I am so much, my mind is so running left and right. As you can hear me, I talk a little bit fast sometimes. I'm very hyper. Mm-hmm. I do so many things, you know, that I'm just busy, busy, busy. And by the time my mind is running at night. So by walking, power walking, it slows my mind thinking down to the point where I can relax a little more. And then for those last hour or two before I go to sleep, I listen to soft music. I don't eat anything. I might have a small yogurt or some soy ice cream, just a little. And even after that, I wait at least an hour. I take some herbs to help me sleep because I do have a sleeping problem, as many people over 50 might have. But exercise is so, so wonderful. Other exercises, swimming, every muscle in the body works. It's just wonderful. It's just a great, great. It's like power walking in a lot of ways. It works a lot of muscles in your body. Another one is Tai Chi, really great. Yoga. Oh, we had a show on yoga last week. It'll be on the archives soon. And yoga just works every muscle in your body, a lot of muscles in your body. It calms you down. It's good for your breathing. It's good for your mind. It's good for so many things. Yoga. Very important. Tai Chi is important, too. We're going to get a show on Tai Chi in the next few weeks. I've got a Tai Chi expert all lined up. Got some great shows coming up. All right, so those are the issues. The last one is the mind, the power of how we think. Well, no, I'll get that next. Let's talk about exercise right now, and then after you finish that, we'll go to the next subject, which I'll introduce. Your take on exercise.
Well, right now I'm focused on post-pregnancy exercise. Actually, tomorrow will be 6 weeks. The baby will be 6 weeks old. And, you know, that's when I was advised by my healthcare providers to start exercising again, besides just walking and power walking and pushing him in the stroller. And I will say that I did exercise regularly, at least kept up with my cardio in going to the gym and light weights until about the end of my second trimester. I see a lot of women who really power through and lift weights and do some amazing things throughout the whole course of their pregnancy. But toward the end of my second trimester, I started getting a little too dizzy and fatigued. And we've talked about this before, I've had some surgeries, you know, in the past that I was advised to really, you know, take it easy. So I'm really excited to start getting back into, more of a routine exercise. But something I can recommend, you know, for women's health and post-pregnancy definitely is, you know, right off the gate, as soon as you're able, start doing your Kegels to begin strengthening your pelvic muscles again and that pelvic floor. And also up until pregnancy, you know, the more pelvic floor strengthening exercises you can do, the better, like squats. You know, as far as yoga, I've been practicing yoga over 20 years now. I'm a devotee of Kundalini style, flow and hot yoga. I definitely had to cut out the hot yoga with the pregnancy because, you know, the heat can be contraindicated to the developing fetus. And also in Kundalini, certain things I had to cut out, like breath of fire, which creates heat in the solar plexus or the core. So I can't wait to get back into that. But I've just been doing some, you know, very basic yoga. I've been doing a lot of bridges on the floor and, you know, targeting. I'm not targeting my abs yet because I haven't been cleared to do that. Something that I didn't know, and thankfully this wasn't the case with me, but, you know, women naturally will bleed for about 10 days after giving birth, and they say for up to 4 to 6 weeks. And my bleeding subsided probably about 4.5 weeks, but until the bleeding's gone, you don't want to do anything to target your abs or your obliques or stomach region. But, you know, if you're able to get right back into definitely targeting your hamstrings and butt, again, you could do like hamstring curls, you know, again, different squats. And I can't wait to get back in the gym. I plan to do that after Memorial Day weekend is my goal after my next checkup. So, yeah.
That's great.
And of course, you know, you can modify a lot of your exercises too, depending on what your needs are.
That is super. Dr. Wren, I'm so happy for you to have the baby.
What I mean is how you're carrying. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you're now an expert on motherhood because you had a great midwife and you had a great whole situation. And I'm sure you're with parents like you and Craig, you guys are going to be having a great, great son. And I'm just happy for you. I really am. And this show.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. So this is Dr. Wren. I'm speaking
to Uncle Bobby.
Pardon me?
We should say thank you, Uncle Bobby.
Yes, there you go. That's right.
Bobby.
I am now an uncle since you and I are like whatever we are. I guess I'm uncle to you or the baby, whichever one your choice. Because I'm over 50 years old, as you know.
Be great, Uncle like Bobby. Yeah.
That's a good name. I like it. Thank you. I'll take it. And Dr. Wren, you just about the one more thing I didn't mention about exercise. Is when you go for a walk, what I do is I like to be in part of nature. Every day is a park that has a big lake that I go to sometimes. Another park has lots of trees. And it's almost like a little forest. And this is what nature is all about. There's been new studies that came out that talked about trees and other greenery that actually helps you get healthier. It helps the mind, the body. It helps your cells feel it. You're just, nature is so beautiful. A lake, a river, a forest, trees. You know, unfortunately, a lot of poor kids, because I grew up in South Central LA, very poor community. We, you know, it was all cement. There were no trees hardly at all. And it was just cement everywhere you went, buildings, freeways. They were building up at the time I was young. And it just, it's crazy. We need more nature. So when you take a walk, try to go someplace where there's a few trees. Go to a street that's got trees. So go to a park. Sit down there. What I do is sit down for 10 minutes if I can. I'll go a great workout, and then I'll stop and take a 10-minute break sitting down. And I'm watching the birds, the squirrels. I'm looking at the trees. I'm listening to the birds make beautiful music. It's just, you know, I delve into it, Dr. Wren. It's important to get your whole body, your whole mind, your whole system into whatever you're doing. And I've learned that, and I'm getting better and better at that. And when I'm exercising, it's all exercise. When I'm doing a deep breathing meditation, it's all breath. I don't let anything, thoughts come to my head. It's all breathing. I just concentrate on in and out. And so You got to concentrate on what you do, and I highly recommend going out to nature. Your thoughts on that, Dr. Wren?
Yeah, when you're out in nature, you know, as much as you can, do it barefoot. You know, I call it vitamin D, Bobby, for the ground, you know.
beautiful.
You know, for earthing, vitamin G.
Oh, that's a great name. Thank you for letting me know. I'm going to bring that up for next time I talk about all this, because these are my favorite subjects about helping people live longer. And this show is about breakthroughs by health. And if you ever hear anything new that you want to bring out, please text me or call me. Let me know. And even if you can't do the show, we'll jump in and do it ourselves. But we love having you on, Dr. Wren. And I think our listeners have told me that they like you. So that's a good sign.
Let me get you
on more often.
You know, you got to go out there in nature, because it really helps to, you know, discharge all the free radicals, Bobby, because as we're, you know, walking around in clothes with shoes on and all the EMFs and like the kind of environment you describe, we've got the concrete jungles here in Jersey. You know, we're not the Garden State anymore. Unfortunately, we're all, you know,
you're right,
concrete high rises and you know, buildings and industry. We end up building up, you know, a charge throughout the day, an electrical charge. And, you know, that makes us feel, you know, out of our heads and, you know, out of place, and sometimes even more severe things like depression and, you know, all kinds of things. So when we walk out in nature, it discharges and diffuses us of this electrical buildup that we get just from, you know, living our day-to-day lives. So again, even the more connected you can get by, you know, just being barefoot or, you know, like you said, sitting down and really deep breathing makes a huge difference. It rebalances our nervous system and, you know, reduces inflammation and cortisol levels and all kinds of things.
Dr. Wren, you talked about grounding, you know, take your shoes off and just walk around that grass and walk around for 10 minutes, whatever you can, even 2 or 3 minutes if you're in a hurry, if you don't have as much time, because that your feet is grounding to the earth, is a healing place. That whether it's a grass or dirt, I don't recommend cement, but you know, you want to put your feet right there and just sit there. And you can sit there, you can put your whole body there. It also, you can ground your body. So vitamin G, as you said, is wonderful. Grounding is so important. Next time you go to a park or a place, even a beach or any place where you can take your shoes off. If you have a backyard or somebody has a backyard, and I don't recommend dirt, but it's better than nothing. You know, it's better than anything else. But you want to get your feet on the earth. So, so important. Good take on that,
yep.
Dr. Wren.
Next
subject is how the process of how powerful our thinking is, how power of our mind, and how we can, example, I want to bring this out first and you get your take on it. You have two people. They're both aging, okay, 50, 60, 70, whatever. And one of them gets mad all the time, complains. He's negative all the time. I'm saying he because I'm pointing at the men, you know, because I'm very pro women, by the way. I think you know that. So I like to blame the guys because. well, you know, I mean, I get along with women better because they're nicer, they're more compassionate. Men are. I find men a little too tough, a little too macho. Don't get me wrong. You've got a husband that's wonderful, and you've got a host right here you're talking to that is also tries to be very compassionate, good to people, and all. So that's very important, but. Here's one man is negative. He's upset. He's fighting all the time, arguing all the time. He might have a scowl on his face from all the years of all the negativity. He is not going to live long. He's going to live 10 years less than what he should. Now take the other guy. Take me or your husband. We're good guys. We do meditation. We eat good foods. We think positive. We don't let stress get to us. We just are just so on the right side of everything mentally and our minds. And by the way, our life will live about 10 years longer than what the average person would live. A person that doesn't do, it does a little bit of both. He's happy and good sometimes. Other times he's negative and complaining. So you want to be the second part, the part I just talked about, how I like to think of myself and about Dr. Wren's husband, who's a wonderful man. He's been on our show before also, and we'd like to get him on again. So let me know if and when he can have a good subject to talk about, Dr. Wren. I really liked him and our listeners. That was a great show that you did. And I was in the hospital. You brought him on, and you also talked to Dr. Wendy, who comes on the show once in a while. It was really good. Anyway, your thoughts on the power of the mind and negative thinking, positive thinking.
Yeah, you know, we've spoken about this a lot, but I'll say, you know, still running with the birthing theme here is, you know, mindful birthing. There's something called prana birthing, which is just literally using the power of the mind to prepare yourself for a more easeful birth experience. This is something that I did where I sent myself future love also. I meditated on the present and the future and set myself future love for a pleasurable birth experience. Another huge thing that I was a fan of that really helped is I like to use positive affirmations in my meditation practice.
Right.
And you know, what I did was I wrote myself specific ones for birthing. You know, so you can look up, actually there's companies that make these cards and stuff just for this occasion, but, you know, write yourself positive notes and positive stickets and, you know, I am powerful is a good one. I effortlessly open up, you know, just anything that could really specifically relate to that. And, you know, Chris meditated with me as well, because, you know, we decided to co-create this entire experience together. And I knew, obviously, I didn't want to go into it alone. So, you know, he's amazing. He gets up and meditates every morning. And I'm sure, maybe something he'd love to talk with you about, because his forte is technology and mindful money. But something else that he does is natural bodybuilding. So he could even talk to you more about nutrition and what works for him and that kind of community, like the community for like biohackers and stuff. But Chris was right alongside of me, you know, even though those are his preferences, to help meditate on a blissful birth experience. And he jumped right in that pool with me. He was right behind me in that pool.
if Chris is right there with you, I want to invite him. I want to tell him something really good. Can I speak to him if he's there nearby?
Oh, no, he's in Massachusetts.
That's right. That's right. You said he's next to you. All right. Well, tell Chris that I'd like to have him on in 4 or 5 weeks on this show. You know the procedure, and I'll be happy to give you the basics again for him. And I'd like to have him talk about those things you just mentioned. There are a lot of wonderful things that people need to know. And I am, even though I'm still learning and I'm still a little weak in social media, I'm learning fast. You know, I'm doing more texting. I'm doing more checking my emails, web pages. And I've learned this, and I just keep trying to get better and better, because this is a new era. This is not the old era where we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have computers, we didn't have anything 30 years ago. And it was a simpler life, and a lot of people that are now in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they're not used to this. But they are. Some of them are getting into it. Some aren't. Anyway, let's talk about any more thoughts on the mind, the power. Let me make this thought and get your take on this. Eckhart Tolle, you've heard of him, and you've heard of Wayne Dyer, who just passed away at age 71 or 2 about 6 months ago. And there's Louise Hay. She's wonderful. She's got the best affirmation cards I've ever seen, because I'm into affirmations and I'm into positive thinking at a deep level. If you remember 10 or 11 years ago, it was what was the name of that movie, the film? The Secret. That was good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of positive stuff for people. Your take on all that and why it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's mind over madness is what it is. I also wanted to mention really quick, I mentioned prana birthing, but there's hypno birthing. That's a really great method to help women channel giving birth in a peaceful, you know, manner as well. But yeah, the power of the mind, Bobby, it gets us through everything and anything. Like you said, people who think more negatively literally cut years off of their lives, you know? Positive thinking has so much proven benefit. It's just, one of my mantras is I am in a constant state of meditation. So for me, I've come so far to train, use different techniques and mantras to train myself to just be in that positive state of thinking that it comes effortlessly. So if I feel if people can make that a goal, we would really just, you know, uplift humanity, the planet, our culture, everything, you know. So I think everyone should make it a goal to be in a constant state of meditation and, you know, a constant state of positive thinking.
That's beautiful what you're saying right now. You know, I'm going to say something on, I want you to talk about mantras, but first let me say something about affirmations, my take on it, because I really believe in them. I have those cards from Dr. Hay, and when I go to see these little shops or health places where they have cards, I always go right there to the cards and start looking at them, and I get my own ideas. But you know, Dr. Wren, I make up, just like you said, I make up my own meditation. Like today is a day of wealth. Today is a day of peace, of love. And today I'm going to be happy all day. Whatever you want to say. Tonight I'm going to go sleep, and I'm going to sleep really well. In the morning I say, I am the greatest. I feel so good. I'm grateful for what I have, not what I don't have. And it's going to be a great, great day. And then I even talk about where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. And I send positiveness and love to that place where I'm going to be going that day. And this is so wonderful. Dr. Brenner, I wish back when I was your age, I was deep into health, but I wasn't into the very little of the affirmations were around. I mean, there was some. There was Ernest Holmes and Eckhart Tolle. There were some two of the pioneers, Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay, as I mentioned. They're my heroes.
Bobby? Someone else whom I've worked with personally and have been their assistant and everything through the Open Center is Julia Cameron. I love her affirmations, and she's got the artist way is what she's known for, which is like taking like a spiritual path to higher creativity. Because I'm also a huge fan of everyone you've mentioned, especially Louise Hay's affirmations. But Julia Cameron is another well-known of their generation that I've been privileged enough to work with.
I'd like to get Louise Hay on. I've tried to get her on. I can't. They say she's kind of retired now. She's in her 90s now. And she's kind of sitting, going a little lot slower, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean she's not healthy or happy. You mentioned, what's her name, Julia Cameron? If you want to reach out to her and get her on the show, I'd love to have somebody talk about affirmations and about living better with the power of the mind, the positive issues. If you'd like, you can do that too. A little think about that, Dr. Wren, and you can help me interview that person. That would be wonderful. I'd love to do that. So think about that too. So I think we've covered just about all the major things. We've only got a few minutes left before you give your contact information and maybe a last minute or two thoughts. Any more thing you want to say about either women's health or about what's the other thing that we talked about?
I do, Bobby. I wanted to say one more thing about the nutritional aspect that I forgot to add, and that is when it comes to breastfeeding. So breastfeeding for me personally has been one of the most challenging things ever. But I did start in advance before he was born taking a lot of different galactagogues and supplements to help, you know, increase the breast milk production. Some of those are like fennel and fenugreek and blessed thistle. And also brewer's yeast really, really, really was helpful. And I'm not a beer person. I'm more of a wine person. Once in a while, you know, I'll have a glass of red wine, but I've been drinking dark beer lately. The darkest, I'm not going to say the brand I'm drinking, but the dark beer that has the more concentrated bitters, which actually helps aid in digestion and probiotics, but also the yeast for the breast milk production. So I also wanted to give two resources that I found, which are nationwide not-for-profits I've come across. The one is called Eats on Feet. Now, I'm not associated or affiliated with them at all, but what you can do is it's a forum. Actually, you can go right on Facebook, and they have one for each state. And where you're at in California, Bobby, I think they have three for Northern, Central, and Southern, where you can get donated breast milk for women who just can't produce or have had, you know, surgery or whatever their reason is. You know, it's welcome to all, and it tells you how to screen your potential breast milk donor and find out if it's right for your baby, because the philosophy is that breast milk is best, human milk for human babies, instead of, you know, these these products out there with corn and soy and dairy and things. So Eats on Feet has been a great one. Another one is called Human Milk for Human Babies. It's a great website, a great resource to get donated breast milk. And then, of course, there's the age-old La Leche League, where you can go to meetings and attend. So, and then I told you in the beginning of speaking with you today that another new nutrition test I've implemented into my practice as a naturopath is I do breast milk screening for toxicity and for DHA levels, because DHA directly plays a role in the brain development and the eyes and everything, but really the brain development. So we're looking for in the mother, you know, is she getting an adequate amount of DHA, whether that's through hemp or fish oils or, you know, other types of EFAs. Just for the brain development of the child. Wow, so I just wanted to share those resources. And, you know, if anyone, you know, wants to reach out to me, I'll give my contact information when you're ready and I can talk more
now.
About
you,
that.
If you can get it right now, because we have to wind down. Go ahead.
Absolutely, you guys. So I can, my website is LorenLorino.com. You can reach me at, my email is drren@lorenlorino.com, and I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is dr_ren, and I'm on Twitter as Loren Lorino. And, you know, I've become very passionate now about, you know, devoting and learning to devote now my practice as a naturopath to helping women for pre-conception, post-conception, really the whole birthing process on how to balance the body before, during, and after. So I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody, work with you guys. We're doing a lot more webinars lately, and good. I'm launching a new campaign called The Holistic Housewife to talk all about these things I've learned through my personal journey.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let me know when Craig is available, say a month from now. And if you're available 2 or 3 months from now, we can do something more. If you want to do it sooner, hey, I'm there for you, Dr. Ren. We love you. Listen, one last thing. Spell out Loren Lorino slowly, not too fast, please, for our listeners. And get that website again.
LorenLorino. So
very
look
good.
Me up.
Excellent.
LorenLorino.com.
Excellent. Good. Dr. Ren, once again, thank you again. You're not just a guest, but you are a great guest, but you're also a great, great host. That's how I met you when you were hosting it. You were doing a helping put together a DVD on the environment, and you were interviewing great people. I brought you Marianne Williamson to interview, and I want to find out more about that DVD when we have time, but right now I got to get going. Thank you so much for being on the show, okay?
Always a pleasure, Bobby. Thank you. Smooches, you guys.
Say hi to Craig. Thank you, and take care.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. That was a good – she always puts together good stuff. All right, let me finish the show up real quick here. That was – I want to thank her, first of all. That's Dr. Ren. Thank you, Dr. Ren, for being on the show. And then I'll have some more people to thank. But first, I want to make announcements of the next 2 weeks' show. Next week, that's the 22nd of May. We have Marion Trent. They call her Maya, M-A-I-A. She's a soul retriever. It's kind of a new thing. It's a shamanic way of healing. And many people say it's the most important way, most important type of healing. This is new, very new. And we're going to get some, it's called spirit medicine. We're going to talk about that on next week's show. Divine Aubrey, our guest, found this person. She's doing a great job, by the way, Dr. Divine is a new co-host on the show for the last 2 months. She's barely getting the shows and getting more and more involved with getting me great, great guests, because she's into all parts of, like myself, body, mind, spirit. And I'm glad to have her because I need help. All right, I didn't get a chance to talk about Donald Trump, but I'll say a few things right now. Donald Trump is a big bully. He's had this the firing recently of one of his cabinet members. He's got problems with the war. He's putting more and more money into the military. The very people that was against Goldman Sachs and those type of people, he's now on their side 100% working with them. The money issues are getting worse. The health issues are getting worse. Environment. We are about 17, at last count, protest movements on everything you could think of, from science to immigrants, to taxes, to people of color, to women. He's against everything good. Climate change. Oh, anyway. All right. Let me finish up by the next week after that, on the 29th of May, on a Monday. We're always on at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have on Joel Gold, G-O-L-D. He is a Moringa expert. He moved to Thermal, California, a hot spot because of the weather. He's now growing his own Moringa the last couple of years, and he's doing wonderful. His Moringa is one of the best in the world. I've been with Moringa for 22 years with some of the best Moringa people in the world. I met them several times at my juncture, and it is great, great stuff. I highly recommend it. It helps you lose weight. It helps your mind, your skin, your whole body. It helps you prevent diseases. It is a miracle green powder, a green leaves, and it's found in only exotic spots in the world. We'll talk about that more on 2 weeks from now on the 29th. So now let me start thanking everybody. You know, the next two shows, two more phone numbers, my phone number and the phone number of the archives. First, the archives on the phone, call this number and you can hear the most recent shows. 701-719-0994. Here's my number, 323-770-1925. All right, finish with the show. Our song will be on at the end. That's Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band, 1975. All right. Thank you to, first of all, Gary Null for having this station and this show. The station's number one in the world. Where for Gary's show is number one. Listeners for the show are number one. Listeners to the telephone archives and is number one. Listening to the show on the telephone. And just so many issues, so many things. Gary's new film, Plant Code, I want to show this in L.A. soon. I show his films all the time. And this film has won 35 awards over this year. So there's so many good things about Gary Null, about Progressive Radio Network, about this show. Thank you to the PRN staff in New York City, Jesse, the coordinator, and to our engineer, Kelsey. Glad to have a female around. That's nice. Thank you. And thank you to our L.A. Person. Let's thank you to our associate producer who's out of Brooklyn, New York, and that is Greg LaMastra. Then I want to thank Lydia, does a lot of research and help with the associate producer work here in L.A. I want to thank Dr. Ren again. I want to thank you, the listeners. Thank you, everyone, and we'll go out with our song and come again next week. Take care.